It's the middle of winter, but even with that going on, folks are thinking ahead to this summer, the Branch County Fair. At least Jan Murphy's thinking ahead. She's in the studio with us this morning, partly because you guys are just back from the State Fair Convention, right?
Right. And up there, we get to view a lot of different acts and everything, and especially for our free stage act. And then last year, on Tuesday, which is Kids Day, which would be August 5th, we had a circus in the amphitheater, and that went over real well because it was a family program. And so this year we're going to try that again, only it's going to be a different circus. It's called Circus Among Us. And Ken, they got a bicycle. I'd like to see you ride.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, it's not a bike that goes straight. It's a round bike, but it goes straight. Now figure that one out. You'll have to come see.
I guess so, as we look ahead to August. At the convention, when you guys get together and talk about it, what was kind of the read from the last couple of years for fairs around the state of Michigan? How are they doing, and how does Branch County maybe compare to some of those other fairs?
Most of the fair, well, I should say all fairs are doing okay. There's different size of fairs. You have your bigger fairs that bring in the entertainment.
Allegan,
St. Joe, those fairs, yeah. Hillsdale. And then you've got your medium size fair, which is where Branch County falls into. And then you've got your smaller fairs where they deal with a lot of different things. The thing is, we all have the same issue. And the biggest issue, in which none of us have any control over, of course, is the weather. So we're hoping for good weather for everybody. And overall, fairs were up. It depends upon the weather, as usual, on that. But Branch County had a good year this year.
All right. So besides the circus, or you know, a different circus coming back, what are some of the maybe the other highlighted things that you guys are talking about for the upcoming year?
Well, all week from Monday afternoon on, where the racing pigs were last year, we will have My Adventure Theater. And this group has four different acts that the kids can get dressed up and pretend and put on a play. So I'm excited about that because it will involve all the ages and parents and everything. And they'll do four shows a day for us.
All right. The usual, obviously, stuff is back with the Midway, and the barn's always full with the animals and with the businesses in town and other things, antiques and that kind of stuff. Any new improvements that the board is doing here in the next or planning in the next couple of years as far as buildings or anything else in the fairgrounds?
Well, we are talking a couple different buildings. I'd rather not bring that out yet because it's more than just, oh, I'd like to do that, and it happens. You know that when you start building, you've got lots of things to consider. And so we've talked about some improvements in the animal area as well as down along the Midway area. So we just have to wait. Of course, we're still hoping for that grandstand, and one of these days that's going to happen. But that's a lot of money, and we don't want to go in debt quite that deep.
What was the ballpark on that? I don't remember what the number was when you guys were talking about that before.
Well, when we were first talking about it, we were right around $1 million, but that's a covered grandstand, and so I don't know just where we're going to go with it on that part, but we really would like to see it happen. I just need somebody really generous out there that would like to have that happen.
Yeah, somebody win the lottery and give it to the fair board then. Most of the rest of the stuff back as far as the rodeo and those kinds of things?
Yes. The rodeo will be back on Friday night, and all the other things, the tractor pulls and the Monday night truck pulls and all of that.
Demo derby and stuff.
Like yeah. We will be doing our King and Queen on Sunday evening, the first Sunday. And by the way, August 3rd through the 9th is Fair Week. And that's the setup for the King and Queen is going to be a little bit different on how they qualify and everything, too.
We'll look for more information as we get closer to that. Obviously, we've got a few months to get going, at least for the rest of us. Your work has already begun.
Our work has already begun. And one thing I'd like to tell you that happened at convention this year was Ellen Bates, and a lot of people know Ellen. She was named Volunteer of the Year for the Zone 1 MAFE, which we're real proud of. And the real cool thing is she had no clue it was coming.
Well, cool. Neat. Well deserved. Well,
that's for sure.
For the whole Bates family. Okay, thanks, Jan. We'll stay in touch. Jan Murphy with the Branch County Fair Board with us this morning.